For too long, the fertility market has been bewildering, overwhelming, and frankly, I think has downright ignored the needs and difficult experiences of the people they're supposed to be serving. Ovum has made it their mission to change this completely. Now, I am extremely choosy about who I promote on this podcast because I'm very protective of my listeners and audience, which is why you've probably only ever heard one spoken ad like this before. So it's with complete confidence, excitement, and pride that I can share this amazing company with you. Ovum care about you, truly. From creating products to support conception and fertility that are designed by doctors and backed by the latest science without cutting any corners, from adding access to meditations I've personally written and recorded inside their pregnancy test boxes, Ovum is founded by individuals who've navigated infertility themselves. I really couldn't be more proud to partner with them and tell you about them. Ovum is driven by the belief that everyone who is trying to conceive deserves better, and I am 100% behind this ethos. So head over to startwithovum.com and use code LIFERAFT10 for 10% off their tests and supplements.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome to Fertility Lifecraft with me, Alice Rose, your fertility mindset mentor and transformative coach. It is so nice to have you with me. I am recording today with the wonderful, the marvelous, the gorgeous, the kind, the generous Sarah Holland of Fertile Mindset. And I know I do always say that about lots of my guests, but Sarah, you have been a true support for me actually ever since I came into this world, because you've been here for the long run, really, haven't you? You've been supporting people.
Yeah. Couple of decades now, even more than that. It's crazy how time goes, but yeah, I'm one that's been around for a long time, seen a lot in that time. And it was lovely to see your account come forward actually and see how quickly it grew and how you were connecting with people, because for so long there was nothing that connected with the emotional side of fertility. It was all about, you know, medication and treatment and nutrition and practical things that can support fertility, but no recognition of the emotional experience of it. So yeah, it's been wonderful to see your account and all the others pop up that are giving so much extra support as needed.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It was always seemed to me when I was going through it that the emotional side of things was the secondary thing, that they're like, oh, here's all these things you've got to do. Oh, and look after yourself. Whereas actually, from my perspective, I'm always like, no, that needs to be number one. And then yes, you can change and do all these things, you know, depending on what is happening for you to support your fertility. Yeah. But it needs to be a priority, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think, yeah, post-COVID world that we live in, perhaps now we are more aware of mental, emotional health and well-being and how that is fundamental and crucial to everything we want to do in life, you know. So I think we're slowly learning and the focus is shifting. But yeah, there's always a long way to go, isn't there? And to give people that permission to be honest about how they're feeling and how hard they're feeling, finding it all, and to encourage them to reach out for support in whatever way that is, because we know, having been there ourselves as well, what a massive difference it does make to be able to take those other steps that can feel very complicated, very difficult, scary steps, you know, to take often. And the stronger you feel emotionally and the more resilient you feel and the support network you have around you, you know, all of that makes a massive difference, doesn't it?
Massive. Yeah. Yeah. Massive. And actually, you know, what I love about what you do is that you actually give people a tool, a specific way to do that, which is tapping. And so you have been tapping now for years and years. Do you want to tell everyone how you came to find tapping?
Yeah, it's a funny story. It's 20 years I've been tapping actually this year, which is a huge amount of time. And it was relatively new then, you know, tapping was only developed in like the 1990s. So not many people had heard about it. it when I first discovered it, although it does draw on ancient wisdom of Chinese medicine. So, you know, it's got all that kind of background to it. But I first heard about tapping because I was working as a reflexologist, you know, working through the feet, helping people balance their health and well-being, specifically for fertility and pregnancy. That was already my specialism. And I was so fascinated, despite not having children yet myself, not even having a desire to have children yet myself. But I was just interested professionally. And I kept hearing about EFT. It was the latest thing to train in. And I kept getting, you know, we're talking about early 2000s. So I was getting leaflets through my door and, you know, all those kind of marketing things telling me about EFT. And this is amazing. And you need to sign up for the next training course. And I read about it as the tapping on your face and on the parts of your body. And I thought, that is ridiculous. Like, how can tapping create this massive shift in emotional health and well-being when, you know, talk therapy, hypnotherapy, all the other approaches that I'd looked into, counselling and so on, take such a very long time. They may well be effective, but it's more than just tapping. You know, it didn't connect with me at all. But I was intrigued for some reason and I followed the path. And someone that I knew was offering free sessions purely to get experience after he qualified himself in tapping for phobias, fears and phobias. And I had a massive life-limiting phobia of public speaking, which would have meant when you invited me to speak on this podcast, I would have said no. It would have been a flat no, because that's what I used to say in my reflexology business. People would say, do you give talks? Because I have a group of women that would love to hear you speak and would love to be your clients. And I would just say, no, I don't give talks, because I hated it so much. But I had two sessions of EFT, that was all. And within 20 minutes of the first one, I think 90% of that phobia had gone. I felt so free, so like wanting to invite in opportunities to speak to people, because I knew I had things that I wanted to share and I wanted to help more people. And since then, you know, I've just spoken all over the world in different conferences, live television. Nothing fazes me now with speaking, and it blows my mind every time. But it showed me at that moment in time, you know, what the power is of this interesting, intriguing tapping technique and how powerful it can be. And I immediately started thinking about my fertility clients that were coming to me for reflexology, were preparing for IVF, all kinds of different people in all kinds of different situations, but all of them were really struggling emotionally. And I felt at a loss of how to help them. I really struggled, and I used to just refer them back to their GP or to a hypnotherapy friend, you know, and just hope that that was the right resource for them. And I was intrigued, like, how can I help them emotionally? And I was looking at reflexology techniques emotionally, and I was doing chakra balancing through the feet and all kinds of things. And then when I discovered EFT, I thought, this is it. This is what I want to share with the fertility world, because I didn't know anybody that was doing that. You know, it was all about anxiety and fears and phobias, but no one really talked about fertility emotional support in that way. So I trained and I began offering it to these very same clients. I said, I've just got something else I want to share with you, just 10 minutes within your reflexology, no extra charge, let's just see how it works. And it was amazing, really, really amazing, to the point that the very first woman that I shared it with is still on my website, a lady called Sam, with picture of her with her baby. Yeah, it just made her able to go for her next IVF treatment. And that one was the successful one. So the power of it just blew me away. And I've never stopped. 20 years later, I'm still here.
It's really, I think that's what you give to people, isn't it? Is that giving them a physical practice that they can actually do themselves, and that is supported and backed up by so much research and so many studies. And it's having a bit of a moment, isn't it? Like, it seems to be everywhere right now.
It does.
How do you feel about that? Is that great to see? Is it kind of frustrating? Because you've been like, I've been talking about this for 20 years now.
I know, you do see it more in the press and lots of different celebrities talking about it at the moment. You know, suddenly it's gaining traction, which it does take time, doesn't it? Because with anything new. But no, I'm so pleased when I hear about people using tapping. I saw in your stories on Instagram how you'd been using tapping, and that's actually what I'm exploring a lot more. You know, 20 years on, I'm always open to like, well, how else can I really use this technique well? And I'm really experimenting and using it every single day with myself now, morning and evening. And I'm encouraging others to do the same. I'm creating some resources to make that really easy, because the more we use these kind of techniques that you literally have at your own fingertips, you're going to see the benefits to them. If you wait until you're feeling really bad, or you wait until you can see a practitioner, you know, that's one thing. But the little and often approach into your daily routine, as soon as you brush your teeth, do a round of tapping, morning and evening. It's so simple, and it can really help us feel so much clearer and calmer and able to cope with the day, whatever challenges come our way, you know. So yeah, I'm really pleased when I see people using it, and I'm intrigued, like, what sorts is going to do for them. I'm excited to see what's next.
Yes, and I think that's it. That's why I've suddenly got into it, because I've just been exploring an app and just understanding how quick it is actually to do it yourself. And that's what I'm so all about really in my life, after just kind of constantly looking at all of these different things that are out there and engaging with them and just seeing like what works for you and what kind of resonates for you. And tapping just seems to be such a quick and easy way for people to learn this super powerful pathway to clearing those mind chattery things that come up. But also it's a mind body link, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit more about how it works?
I can do my best to. Yeah, it can get quite complex, you know, when people start looking into the why does this actually work and what's going on. But the theory behind it, based on the Chinese meridians, is that any negative emotions we experience, and by negative we mean anything that feels uncomfortable, unnecessary, too much, you know, it's hung around for too long, whatever that is caused by a disruption in our body's energy system. So that's a disruption in the meridians, which is quite hard for us to kind of get our head around here in the West, where it's not, you know, our standard medicine to look at the Chinese meridian system. But many of us are familiar with acupuncture. You know, we've, especially in the fertility world, I think most 99% of people have probably tried acupuncture, and it's amazing, you know, amazing support for fertility. And of course, with acupuncture, you insert needles along the lines to rebalance the energy along the way. And with tapping, we're using a tapping technique with your own fingertips on the end of all the major meridian lines. So all very easy to access points on the head, the face, the upper body, the hands. And that tapping, while you're in the moment with the discomfort, whatever that is, whether it's anger or sadness or frustration or confusion, whatever the emotional state is that feels uncomfortable, you stay in that state, you feel it, you stay connected to it, and then you tap on all the major meridian points in turn. So you're going through the whole energy system in turn to rebalance it and bring it back to its natural state of balance, which when we do that, which is why it only takes a couple of minutes to see the results, because what happens then is you are bringing yourself back to whatever your most natural and healthy response would be in that moment with that particular emotional challenge. So whereas something might feel very overwhelming and confusing and you don't know where to start, which is a very common place to be on a fertility journey with so many moving parts and so many things you could be doing. If you tap on that feeling of overwhelm, then very quickly, it's amazing to see. It's like space has appeared between your thoughts. Like you just kind of gently let go of the things that you didn't need, all the extra things, the things that other people say you should do, and, you know, what you've read in the media and all sorts of different things that feel noisy. And you get back to the truth, like what's really important to you. It helps you really see clearly, get in touch with your inner kind of guidance, intuition, wisdom, whatever you want to call it. And it makes life so much simpler. I mean, I woke up this morning in my routine of I'm going to tap every day, and it's Monday morning. It's a busy week for me. There's a lot going on. And I just woke up with that feeling of like, oh my goodness, there's so much to do. And I've got to get really organized. Oh my goodness, how am I going to do it all? And I just tapped for less than 5 minutes, probably 3 minutes. Just on that current feeling. And then I just felt like my shoulders dropped, and like, I can do anything. I can achieve anything today. This is going to be a great day. And then you asked me to come onto this podcast. And I'm like, absolutely, let's go for it. I can do it. Today's a good day. You know, I've got lots of space. And if I hadn't tapped and I was still in that feeling of, oh, there's too much to do and I'm never going to get it done, you probably would have got a different answer from me. And I'd have said, sorry, I'm too stressed and overwhelmed, you know? It's amazing that what our perspective can do, how it can change our reality, you know.
I really love that tapping allows you the space to appreciate the truth of where you're at in that moment. So sometimes I know that people struggle with the idea of affirmations because it feels that they're like leapfrogging over the truth of how they are actually feeling, to kind of go, I am feeling great and this is going to be a great day, without actually honoring where they are at in that moment. And that's what tapping allows you to do, isn't it? That you always start with that kind of, I'm here, this is how I'm feeling, and then you shift through to the more positive.
Absolutely. And it can feel odd, I'm not going to deny that, especially if you're used to the affirmations and, you know, the positive thinking and that way of trying to kind of handle the day-to-day stresses. It feels strange to allow yourself to sit in that moment and just feel it and not try and push it away and not try and cover it up with something else. But it is so brief, you know, just a couple of minutes of connecting, telling the truth is what you're doing, just saying out loud what you're really feeling and being really honest. And then the tapping, what I often say, you know, it kind of brings forward your natural affirmations, you know, not a false one that doesn't feel right and that never will feel right because somebody else wrote it on a card and you're supposed to just repeat it every day, but it doesn't fit with you, you know, in your current life. It is that resilience and that creativity and being more kind of solution focused rather than problem focused. You know, we've got all of that within us because we want to move forward. We want to solve our problems. We want to find the right path. But when we're overwhelmed and stressed and it's too much, we're very stuck, aren't we? And, you know, it's hard to kind of create that. But if you can naturally have your own thoughts come forward, you know, I often use phrases in my tapping, which I call opening statements or seeding statements. So rather than saying, I feel calm and relaxed, you know, with the tapping, which would not resonate. And a lot of people would be like, I'm very far away from feeling calm and relaxed. Instead, we tap on, you know, even though I'm feeling really stressed and overwhelmed right now, I'm open to letting go of what I don't need. And I'm open to all possibilities. Like, I wonder how else I could look at this. I wonder what else could be possible for me. Could this be easier? You know, you're just kind of asking those questions so that you can discover, well, what is it I really need right now? And it's beautiful to see that. It means that all my clients that I tap with, I don't ever tell them, I wouldn't dream of ever telling them what to do or say or think, you know, that's their business and their own life. But if we can bring in those opening statements with the magic of the tapping, they amaze themselves and they say, oh, I've got all these ideas now. This is how I'm going to do it. This is how it will be so much simpler. Yeah, I'm going to let go of all that stuff I was doing. I see a lot of people that come with doing anything and everything to support their fertility, you know, just like every kind of possible supplement and treatment, and they're totally overwhelmed. And if we just tap on all of that, they can clearly see themselves, right? Well, obviously I need to let go of 75% of what I'm doing, and I'm going to focus really in on the 25% that I know are aligned with me and my particular fertility condition. And then they're more likely to get the results as well, because they're not kind of dabbling with all the different things. So it's amazing to see that come forward, that knowledge, you know, the clarity.
That's exactly it. It's like it clears the pathway, doesn't it? So that you're able to actually from yourself make a choice about where you want to put attention next, instead of, as you said earlier, that noise. There's so much noise out there for our clients, isn't there? On, you know, all of the things that we should be doing and eating and trying, and it can just be so overwhelming. So to have such a empowering and fast way to learn what to do when those things come in is just incredible. I don't know if this is possible. You know what I'm gonna say, don't you? Can we do some now? Is it possible?
I don't see why not. I'm open to everything today because I tapped this morning.
Yeah. I mean, I've completely sprung this on you. So
yeah.
What do you think? Can we do?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know we're on video. So if someone doesn't know tapping, they'll be able to see the video and see the points as well. And what I can do, Alice, I've got a free resource pack. It's called the Fertility EFT Starter Kits, which does include a chart with all the tapping points. It includes step-by-step instructions as well and some like tapping scripts for specific fertility issues. But if someone's brand new to tapping and this is their first time using it and they're like, what's this all about? At least they could look at that as well, and it will guide them through, and they can use it by themselves next time as well. So yeah, I think we could do that. Do something now. Yeah.
Let's try it.
Sure. Well, I've mentioned about feeling overwhelmed, and I think that's often a really good place to start, because I think most people can relate to that on one level or another, or they can remember a time when they felt overwhelmed, or they've got a kind of fear that they're going to be overwhelmed soon with everything that's going on. So that can be a useful way to tap. I'm trying to think of something that would benefit most people that are listening today. And it might be related strictly to fertility, or it might be their wider life as well, you know, and everything else that is going on, because that's when it feels super overwhelming, is that not only have I got to manage my whole fertility journey, which feels like a full-time job, but I've also got a full-time job perhaps, or, you know, other commitments and things in my life, and how do we even make this work? And it can feel very frustrating, and you can feel very stuck. So I think that could be something we could tap on and see if we can create a little bit of space and light up there and make things a bit easier.
Yes, definitely. Please. Good. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed myself today.
Yeah. Let's tap with that for sure.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, what I'll do, rather than go through the whole step-by-step instructions, we'll just go straight into tapping. Would that be okay? Would you like me to name the points as we go through them for the audio as well? And you've got them for the audio as well. The only thing I just want to say up front at the start is that EFT obviously is a technique that can be used on any kind of emotional health and well-being issue. for anyone who is under the care of a medical caregiver for any kind of mental health or psychiatric condition, and they've never used EFT before, I would recommend just consulting with them before starting using this technique, or indeed anything new for their mental and emotional health. But other than that, I think we're good to go. So just take a moment to just get seated comfortably, feet flat to the ground. Just feel grounded and supported where you're sitting. And take a moment to just do a bit of a scan. You might want to close your eyes and just think about everything that's going on right now. How busy life is, how long your to-do list is, how many people you're supposed to be getting back to, or decisions you've got to make, where you are on your fertility journey, thinking about everything. And just grade how overwhelmed, how full and busy your life feels on a 0 to 10. So 0 would be calm and comfortable and neutral. That's where we'd like to be. And 10 out of 10 is the most overwhelmed, the most busy, the most stressed, whatever words you want to use to describe how you feel. And just notice if you feel that in your body anywhere as well, because that can be a really useful sign as to how your body is processing stress and how it's showing up. So notice if you feel any tension anywhere in your body, any discomfort anywhere, and what the overriding emotion is for you as well. And give a name to that if you can. So that might be overwhelmed, or it might be frustrated, or whatever the word is for you. Okay, and then we can start some tapping together. So just follow me as we go, starting on the side of the hand. And here we're going to say a setup phrase 3 times that I will say and you'll repeat after me. So you're very welcome to repeat too and tap along, Alice, and everyone else, you tap along and repeat as well. And we say this 3 times out loud. This is to help us overcome any kind of self-sabotage that we might have. Any kind of, you know, I feel this way. I do feel really stressed and overwhelmed, but I don't believe it will ever be any different. And I can't imagine, you know, ever feeling different. So we kind of stay stuck with those feelings sometimes. So this phrase and the way that we say it, which you'll see in a moment, helps us to just accept where we are and be ready to start working on it. Okay, even though I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now.
Even though I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now.
There is so much going on in my life.
There is so much going on in my life.
And I'm not sure what I should do next.
And I'm not sure what I should do next.
But I'm open to all possibilities.
But I'm open to all possibilities.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Lovely. So that's the first one. I'm going to do it twice more. Even though life is really busy right now.
Even though life is really busy right now.
There is so much I need to do and think about.
There is so much I need to do and think about.
I feel truly stressed and overwhelmed.
I feel truly stressed and overwhelmed.
I wonder if this could be easier.
I wonder if this could be easier.
How can I make life simpler?
How can I make life simpler?
I'm open to all possibilities.
I'm open to all possibilities.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though as I think about my current life.
Even though as I think about my current life.
Everything on my to-do list.
Everything on my to-do list.
All those many things that are on my mind.
All those many things that are on my mind.
I wonder if there's anything I can release now.
I wonder if there's anything I can release now.
I wonder what my next best step would be.
I wonder what my next best step would be.
I'm curious to find out.
I'm curious to find out.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Lovely. So that is our setup phrase. Now we're going to go through all the other points, starting with the top of the head here. And we're just going to say some words to keep the focus on where you are right now. So say, feeling really overwhelmed today.
Feeling really overwhelmed today.
Then on the inside of the eyebrow, there is so much that I need to do.
There is so much that I need to do.
Side of the eye, so much that needs my attention.
So much that needs my attention.
Under the eye, I don't even know where to start.
I don't even know where to start.
Under the nose, I have so much on my plate.
I have so much on my plate.
On the chin, and much of it feels really important.
And much of it feels really important.
On the collarbone. How can I prioritize what I need to do?
How can I prioritize what I need to do?
Go under the arm, just in line with your bra running across. I'm not sure where to begin here.
I'm not sure where to begin here.
To the top of the head. When I think about all the areas of my life.
When I think about all the areas of my life.
Eyebrow, my health, my fertility.
My health, my fertility.
Side of the eye, my work.
My work.
Under the eye, my relationships and friendships.
My relationships and friendships.
Under the nose, everything that is important to me.
Everything that is important to me.
On the chin, my life is so full and busy.
My life is so full and busy.
Collarbone, recognizing the stress and overwhelm.
Recognizing the stress and overwhelm.
Under the arm, noticing how it feels in my body.
Noticing how it feels in my body.
With the head again, as I think about how much I have to do today.
As I think about how much I have to do today.
Eyebrow, how much I have to do this week.
How much I have to do this week.
Side of the eye, there is always so much to do.
There is always so much to do.
Under the eye, always so much to think about.
Always so much to think about.
Under the nose, but I wonder if this can be easier.
But I wonder if this can be easier.
On the chin, I wonder what I could let go of.
I wonder what I could let go of.
Collarbone, I'm open to all possibilities.
I'm open to all possibilities.
Under the arm, I wonder if it can be easier.
I wonder if it can be easier.
Okay. Let's stop there. And then when we finish tapping, the next most important thing is just to take a really good deep breath right down to your belly. And release that breath with a sigh. And if you have water nearby, it's good to drink water and be hydrated as we tap. If not, get one as soon as you can. And then the next important part of tapping is just to check in and see how you're feeling. It's really important to do that. And often we don't do that when we tap by ourselves because we just do a quick tap and then we're on with our day. But it's always good just to take even 10 seconds just to have a check in and think, right, where am I now? Think about the same issue, the same perspective that you had at the start. So that was about everything feeling busy and overwhelming, my to-do list, life in general. Bring that to mind again. See how that feels. See if there's any new thoughts or feelings coming up. And be curious what comes up. I put in the word, I love the word curiosity, but I put that in a couple of times because I wonder what could happen. And it can be good to have a pen and paper nearby or a voice note to record on, you know, if you have some amazing idea or, you know, something that just came to your mind that you don't want to lose after tapping, you can get some real gems come forward. So how are you feeling, Alice? I'd like to know.
Sarah, thank you for that. I feel like I've just bagged like a free therapy session there. Honestly, I do think it's so impactful. It's amazing. I feel lighter. I feel energized. Like I actually feel energized from doing.
I do. And I was just doing it as a demonstration and still I managed to get the benefits of it because we're saying the words. And by saying the words, you are connecting. You can't help but connect when you say the words. Yeah. So you're working on whatever is there. It's a good idea. I didn't say that just then, but to go back to the 0 to 10 scale as well, because that's our way of, you know, objectively saying, well, this is where I am now. You know, I was a 9 out of 10, whatever that means for you or wherever. Where am I now? How close has it got to a 0? And a really good reminder, however light you feel, however different you feel, which is great, if it's anywhere above a 0, always do another round, even if you think it's impossible to be a 0, because life is busy and life is stressful. And how could I possibly be calm with all this stuff going on? You know, be curious again, do another round and just see what is possible. Because I think it's the other side of the 0, you know, when we kind of go, I think it's like 0 to -10 is like the difficult feelings. Then we tap, 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 get to the other side of the 0. And that's where the really fresh perspectives come in and our real problem solving. And we feel so capable and so resilient and we connect with joy in life. You know, it just changes everything.
It really does. I get excited and geeky when I come across things that actually I think, yeah, like there's a reason why millions of people around the world have been doing this and that. Yeah. Thousands of years of wisdom behind it, you know. And so we're so quick to discredit things sometimes if we feel like they won't work for us or we won't try them, we won't stay consistent. And I always try to encourage people in my life raft membership, like, just keep going, like, keep engaging, keep that daily check-in. And if tapping is your thing, then tap every day, do it every day.
Yeah.
Because it's that consistency, isn't it, and that habit building that does bring you to the place of really seeing the results, and really and then it becomes not something you have to do, it becomes something you're like, oh yes, I get to do some tapping. Yes,
exactly. Yeah, excited to do it, something you look forward to. And my clients inspire me every day, and I've had some that, you know, they do it on their daily walk, they go for a walk and they tap as they're walking, or they do it on the train while they're commuting. I'm like, I'm really, do that on the train in front of everybody else? They're like, yeah, absolutely, because it works. And if someone wants to ask me what I'm doing, then I'm really happy to tell them.
So
yeah, it's finding that connection with something that just really works. It gives you what you need, and then it's a no-brainer, you're going to use it all the time because it feels so good. So yeah, thank you for letting me share that in such a spontaneous way.
Yeah, sorry to drop you in it completely, and I really appreciate you doing that, but I really hope that everyone listening got something from it. I think it's brilliant. I think what you do is so important, you know, and you've been spreading your light and this technique now for years, and it's so needed. Where can people find you and learn more?
Thank you, Alice. People can find me under Fertile Mindset everywhere. So that's fertilemindset.com. It's Fertile Mindset on Facebook. It's Fertile_Mindset on Instagram. And yeah, I've got a lovely free resource that I'd love to give your listeners, which is the Fertility EFT Starter Kit. And that can be found at fertilemindset.com/starter kit, or it is just on the front page as well, I believe, or maybe not actually. Got a new website. I'm trying to remember the way around it at the moment, but finding my way. But yeah, I think you said you'd put the link up, didn't you, with the podcast notes as well. That would be amazing. And that starter kit is for the complete beginner to using EFT, or someone that's used EFT before but is now curious how to use it with fertility. So it's got a little video showing you step by step how to do it, in much more detail than we just kind of dived in there. There's a little ebook as well that I wrote called EFT Basics that explains it all. A quick revisit tapping points chart that you can save on your phone just to have a quick look at whenever you need to remember where the points are. And really importantly, there's 5 tapping sheets in there that give you all the words to say as a really good start point for 5 key areas on a fertility journey, which most people I think could relate to some, if not all, of those topics. You know, they're pretty common topics that come up.
So helpful. Thank you so much. So yeah, I'll put everything in the show notes. If you're listening, then go and check that out and go and follow Sarah. Please do rate and review this podcast. It really helps to get the word out, and share it and subscribe and do all of those things. We would be so grateful if you could do that for us. Thank you so much to Sarah. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Lots of love, everybody. Oh, I nearly forgot. Go and follow me. You don't already. So I am at This Is Alice Rose, and our Fertility Life Raft account on Instagram is at Fertility Life Raft. FertilityLifeRaft.com is where you will find resources there as well. So definitely go and have a look. Lots of love to everyone. Take care. Bye bye.